Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, The Spiritual Fruit of Freedom, and it is based on Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26. Christianity is not just about personal salvation, but it is also about understanding what God has done, is doing, and shall do. Up to this point in his letter, the Apostle Paul has been explaining to the Galatian church the difference between salvation by the law and salvation by faith. Assuming he has made his point, he concludes by telling his readers to walk in the Spirit which they have received by faith, and they shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The word walk carries with it the meaning of continual conducting of oneself. Conduct oneself in or by the will of the Spirit of God, and one will not, nor cannot, conduct oneself according to the dictates of one's own selfish desires. No one can serve two masters, the spirit and our flesh, which is our own selfish desires, will be at odds with one another. No one can go both east and west, or north and south simultaneously. We are therefore slaves or servants to whom we yield to obey, whether the spirit or the flesh. Our master is evident by what we do. Paul begins to enumerate evidences that our master is our flesh if we are engaging in these practices. Those things, though not a complete list, are a representative sample of things people will do when they are not walking in and being led by the Spirit, and the flesh is their master. Furthermore, those who are being led by the Spirit are not being judged or justified by the law. Those who are engaging in these and like acts are not walking in the Spirit and are not justified by faith and shall not enter the kingdom of God. Contrarily, those who are led by the Spirit will have a virtuous set of attributes manifested in their lives absent the works of the flesh. There is no law against these godly and divine virtues, so no law is violated. To be in Christ, the power of the flesh to rule and dictate what one does must be put to death. If and when we see the manifestation of the works of the flesh in our lives, it is because our will has not been completely submitted to Christ. It may be making progress toward that end, but until it is dead, it will continue to be in charge. The scripture does not support this idea that some espouse of the flesh dying and coming back to life time and time again. These notions are attempts to claim we are being led by the Spirit while we continue to indulge in the works of the flesh. Getting back to salvation through faith, since we seek to be justified by faith, Paul said, "Let us walk and be led by the Spirit, which comes as a result of faith in Christ." Finally, Paul tells them not to let anything allow them to develop a spirit, a sense of superiority, which conceit means in this context. When one is walking in the Spirit and has overcome the works of the flesh, if one is not careful, one may begin to think of oneself more highly than one ought. One may even begin to chide others or look down on others who may desire but have not achieved the death of the flesh. And the opposite is true of those who may envy the spiritual walk of others in comparison to their own spiritual walk. Instead, there should be a spirit of oneness as a group of climbers all attempting to reach the peak of a mountain. Some have to be the first to reach the summit before others. All will not step on the summit at the same time. But Paul is saying to those on top and were first to reach the summit, do not feel superior to those who are still in the climb, and those who are climbing, not to be envious of those who have reached the top. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.